Okay, Rabbi Say, today we will have the topic of mattresses and pillows and blankets and covers. And next Sunday we'll have a shotness tester. Everyone will bring their mattress for shotness testing. Although the halacha, the makar is a bit complicated, the halacha will be relatively clear except for one point. So what? Why would someone do that? Yeah, I'm just last week I gave a hagdama by mentioning where it's talked about in Shas. This week we'll learn Shin Aleph Sif Aleph, which is the entire Kamata Hakol Bikol Bakol Mikol Kol. The whole topic is Sif Aleph and Sif Beis a bit. The Shiloh of mattresses and carpets and blankets and pillows. The whole issue, the cushions, the seats, we'll talk about it. Again, the Makar in Shas, and what makes it a particularly interesting topic, is that there's a Mishnah in Klayim and a Gemara in Beya, which give you opposite Piskei Halachis, Mikotzel HaKotzel, from one extreme to the other. The Mishnah in Klayim, Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel, says karim v'kastais ein behem mishum klayim uvad shalo yehi b'sarai negei abahem. What it says there is that karim v'kastais, mattresses or pillows, are not shatnez on the condition that your body doesn't touch it. As was mentioned, if you use a sheet or a pillowcase, or even if you're wearing a pair of pants when you sit on a seat, you have no issue. Presumably when the Chafetz Chaim went on the train, he was wearing pants, or at least a longer. No, he didn't wear a long, did he? So his body didn't touch the seat. So based on the Mishnah Klayim, there's nothing to talk about. The Mishnah Klayim says one restriction: Ein b'sarei negei abahem. You can sit on it as long as your body doesn't touch it, and that's all it says. The opposite extreme is the Gemara in Beya Daf Yadalit. It says also, Leishev al gabei shatnis. You're not allowed to sit on shatnis. Shema tachrich nima al basare. Maybe a thread of the shatnis cloth will wrap around your body. Va'afilu mafsik midi aser. Afilu eser matzoi ze al gavze. Even if you have 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, and the bottom one is shatnis, they're all aser. Now, obviously, if you have 10 mattresses, ein b'sarei negei abahem, your skin is not touching the bottom one, and it's still aser. So we have total extremes. In one place, as long as your skin doesn't touch it, it's mutter. In the other place, even if there are 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, it is aser. Now, of course, the Rishonim talk about this, and there's the Mahalach of the Rambam and the Mahalach of Tosis and the Ran. In Shulchan Aruch, only the Rambam is brought, so at least for now, I want to avoid confusion. Let's go with the Rambam, the Mechaber. Ha bikoshin, ha birachin. One is talking by soft mattresses or soft pillows or soft chairs. You sit down in a cushioned couch that you sink into. So if it's soft, then it's osur, even esamatzoy, it's obviously only drabon and zal gavzeh. We'll talk about why in a minute, you're right. Then it's osur, and if it's kashin, if it's hard, then it's mutter, uvavad shalo yehi b'sarei negei abahem. If it's hard under you, then it's mutter. Last week I mentioned it to Tiferes Yisrael. It says, kashin ein targumai hey aleph resh tes, heart. Ela targumai samach tes yud fei, stiff. So it doesn't mean hard, it means stiff. As long as it's stiff, you don't sink into it, it falls under the mutter category. So here, in a nutshell, I'm telling you what we'll see pretty much in the Mechaber. And I said everything is clear except for one point. What's that? I mean, I tell you, it's so clear. What's stiff? Well, besides the reason, which we need, but what constitutes hard and what constitutes soft, or stiff and soft, where do you draw the line? That's going to be the sichsuch in the later paiskim, and the trouble with the Chafetz Chaim and all the stories. So the question of why? Well, it's the stira. By soft, even Esa Matzois is Aser, and by hard, only Besari Negeben. Question of why, I'll get to that. If it's 10 under you, what's the difference? Okay. So let's talk about the background, the reason. Minat Taira, there are two Isurim. One is wearing shatness, called Avisha. And one is halal, which means like a blanket, putting shatness over you, even though you're not wearing it in the conventional sense of wearing it. Halal is also awesome. Hatzah, putting it under you, is an issa d'rabbanan. And it's a gezeirah. Now we're going to have to understand exactly what the gezeirah is. Machlokes Rishonim. But it's a gezeirah. Now if you hold it also even 10 mattresses, it's a light plug. You're not allowed to be on soft mattresses, light plug. Now, obviously, if you have a hard one on top and a soft one underneath, that's not included in the Isser. But if you have 10 soft ones on top of each other, it's a light plug in the Gezeira. We have to understand exactly what the Gezeira is, and we'll leave that to the language of the Paiskim that we're going to learn in a minute. But the reason I wanted to give this synopsis to begin is so that it shouldn't be confusing. There are pratim that are confusing, and the why it gets confusing. But in the bottom line, mattresses, carpeting, all these things, it seems to be simple. If besarei negeya behem, it's always aser. And if it's not besarei negeya behem, then if it's hard or stiff, it's mutter. And if it's soft, then it's aser. I assume a carpet in your house you would consider to be stiff. You don't sink into a carpet in the house. So the shaila would be to walk barefoot on carpeting. Besarei negeya behem, if a carpet is shatness and you walk barefoot on the carpet or on the rug, then it would be a shatness issue, even if it's the kasha.
You put things in a little bit.
It doesn't say sinks between the hairs of the carpet. The carpet itself, I don't think you sink into. Maybe it depends. So I'll have to see how soft is soft and how hard is hard. All right, we'll talk about how soft is soft. We're going to have the Piskechuma and the Gilimarsha. All right, so let's take this as the rule which we're not going to get shaken from. I would hate that after 3 minutes it's clear, and after 60 minutes it becomes confusing. So going to the next step, applying halacha always has a potential to get confusing. But the rule, a dava kasha is only aser if besarei negeya behem. A dava rach is aser in all cases, no matter what. This is a drabana. Pashtus is a drabana. If some of the threads wrap around your foot, then it becomes a deraisa. But the gezeira sheva is only a drabana. Let's learn the machaber, and there will be a little bit of additional approach. We're going to start Shin Aleph. We started Sif Aleph last time. We're going to go through it now. Now, there's a fourth case. You could be wearing it. You could put it on top of you like a blanket. You could put it under you. There's a fourth case where you use it as a tent. And that's in the Ramah Sif Aleph. It's a bit of a digression. It just says it's mutter pretty much. So I'm going to skip the first Ramah temporarily, because I don't want to be distracted from what we're talking about. So let's learn. Sif Aleph goes all the way down. It's Mechaber Ramah, Mechaber Ramah. Let's see. Motem Ratayra Leishev Amatzoi Shoklai. An Atari allowed to sit on any mattress, even if it's shatnez, Shenema. Loyale Olecha. It can go on top of you. But underneath is okay. That Ramah will say a tent is also mutter. We'll skip it momentarily. Mechaber continues. Umedimrei Seifer. Midrabana. Afilu eser matzoi zu al gavzu v'atachtin shebem klayim. Even 10 mattresses, one on the other. The bottom is klayim. Osir leishev ala elyain. You're not allowed to sit on the top one. Why? Shema tichrach nima al visarei. Maybe a thread will wrap around your skin, and Therefore, it's a loy plug, and even 10 mattresses are also. Now, that's talking about what type of mattress? We're talking about soft things, like your riyas for supplies, such as clothing or curtains. That's by soft.
So why does it make a difference that you, again, you're wearing pants, you're wearing socks, you're wearing stuff that's going to wrap around you, but not wrapping on you, it's wrapping on your clothes.
Okay, so let me explain Rachim. What's the difference if a thread wraps around you exactly? So the language of Rashi is that it'll be mechanim, it'll warm you up. That doesn't make sense. A thread is going to wrap around you and warm you up? What does it mean a thread will wrap around you? What? A long thread. Hello, but I'm saying if you're stepping on it and a thread will wrap around you, that'll be hello. It'll be us if it warms you. Yeah, hello is only us if it's mechamim or if it's megan. So Chai Knievsky in Sivkat Nun Zayin says two pshatim, the second of which I find more gishmak. The first thing he says, Shema Tachrech Nima, Yesh Nima Gedoylem Vegasim, Kugayin Shol Glupkara. Anybody know what a glupkara is? Something with thick threads. U'machamemes v'makayma, and it'll warm you up. All right. I don't know. We don't have clothing with that type of thread. Inami. The second pshat is not shmo gishmak. Afilo nima v'alma, even if you have a single thread. Kima ni'ikir habega mehaneo mechamamai melamata. You all know when you sit on something, just sitting on something warms you up. The contact between the body and the seat, it warms you up. On a sweaty day, your pants where you sit feel sweaty. On a cold day, they are warmer. So really it warms you just by sitting. But havali day, ayyidei ni'ima, levisha dis bahana. If you're sitting on something and it warms the seat of your body, it's not levisha. But if it's also partially wrapped around you, it's levisha. Now the thread's not going to warm you, but the baguette from underneath will warm you. And mamela, that's the hezber in the isra of Shema Tichrech Nima.
Okay.
What? Well, 10 ways, Xayra with a light plug. But that is the explanation of the Isser. Yeah. I think so. I think when your body rests against the mattress, it's warmer than the top of your body. Now, if you're in a warm house, it doesn't make a difference. But if you're in a good place that's cool, it would warm you. The tenth mattress is just a light plug. You don't have any mattress under you, so a ten means that there's a light plug. Even the ground, the chicken. All right, it rubs itself really, but okay, good. Mechaber goes on. What? Can't say. Here there's a light plug. Wherever they make a light plug, they made. It says Beferish after Lasara. Right. Well, it has to be possible for a Nima to warm you. Yeah. What? The Oti Rach, and if you have a kosha above the Rach, then obviously that would separate. Now, so that's Rachin. Rachin, the Shulchanara says. Then you use some lies. I will carve the caste shame caution. But if you have a mattress that's stiff, mutter. If you're not worried that it'll touch your skin, it'll wrap on your skin. If it's caution, you won't sink in, it won't wrap around you. And avavat shaloi yehei b'sarai negev ahem, that's the kula of kashim. But then he adds, v'amed devar murim g'shehim reikonim v'nesunin agav yitzvah shaletz. If it's put on, you have a hard rug or hard mat, and it's put on wood, shaleven, avol, im himalayim. If you take a stiff piece of blanket or a carpet and you stuff it with soft things, even if the material is hard, but you stuff it with the stuffing that's soft, and therefore when you sit on it, you sink into it, that is called soft. I think we would understand that. The Machaber explains. Now we have one more kula, Ramah. Now you're very surprised by soft things. Even 10 mattresses were machmir. So you're right; it's a big chumrah. And therefore, the Ramah says only by klayim deraisa. Abu b'klayim derabbanan then kashim. But klayim, which is a drabbanan and it's stiff, hard, mutaleshav aleihem b'chol inyan. There's no gezeira hayil kishakroch hayil ukisharachim heim ain't a rak derabbanan. The kashim legazru, even besari the gabeh when that guy is a makom klayim lechatchilo liyasur shel klayim. So if you have a carpet, which we'll assume is kosher, and you want to walk barefoot on it, Ramah says it's mutter as long as it's not shatnez deraisa, even if the shatnez derabanan. But if it's not shatnez deraisa, then the shua tevi v'nayis. We pass in the not like the Rama. We pass you need all three. So, or
walking?
To walk barefoot on a carpet is a davar kosher.
And what about
and it's osur and it's shatnez, but when Rama is saying only the shatnez deraisa, not of the shatnez derabanan. So padding, which is certainly not more than shatnez derabanan, the padding we spoke about numerous times, so that's not a problem. You can have carpeting which has underneath it some padding, but assuming that the net result is kashim, you don't sink into it, it would then be mutter.
Just sleeping on the carpet.
Sleep would be the same thing, right? You sleep in even with pajamas is more cool than walking barefoot, because it's sorry they get.
But
you
have
that
padding under the carpet.
Ten mattresses,
if it's totally covered,
you
can't get it.
If you cover it,
then
10 mattresses. Try it. You're never going to get a nima with 10 mattresses. As far as I understand, it's a life look. That's my understanding. It's a chumra gedayla. Somebody say a chumra gedayla. I don't say the seira. A chumra gedayla like that. There should be no shatness at all. What? Yeah, mattresses also. Anything that has stuffing in it usually is not so shkiyat that it'll come on it. Okay, so this is the basic dispute. Okay, there may be other pratim, but let's discuss. We have here two things to discuss. One is rachim, and rachim is a problem, and the other is kashim, which is for the most part something that's mutter. Now, first, let me talk about kashim, and then talk about defining what's called soft and what's called hard, which at the end of the day is really what the whole thing is talking about. We're ending up that kashim is mutter, provided that it's chutim derabanan or b'sein b'sarei degabahem. In other words, it's only aser if it's both chutim deraisa and b'sarei degabahem. You're actually touching it, feeling it. If you have a blanket and you wear pajamas, okay, probably your feet. If you don't wear socks, you can have a problem with the blanket. But if it's if it's kashim, the blanket's probably rachim. I'm sorry, but anyway, this is the basic deal. The Ramah adds one more kula, and that kula is in the Ramah and Siv Beis. So Siv Beis, hani kapanagash didon. All of your kapanagashim, whatever they are, it made tfurim the pishta and yesh lizar melahaloisan olav, afilo melatia and tachtav at shifrei b'meshia gimis. So apparently, this is some type of a beged that's hard, and if it's tougher with pishtan, a person should be careful not to wear it, and It should have a chashash of both. Now the Ramah is what matters here. Kol begadim hakashim mutar batzah. We know that. So it's hard. You're allowed to put under you. Mitachtav. Va'asal alayv sham. V'halavadim. Now levad is something that's not sure tevia nice, like felt. Hakashim that are hard. Mutarim afilu b'levisha. You hear this, Ramah? Right, Rachim will machmir even ten mattresses. Kashim will mata afilu b'levisha. Hayov afilu Rachim any element Rabbah. He just said in the previous Ramah that we're not machmir on something that's hard, unless it's shatnis d'iraisa. So felt, which is never shatnis d'iraisa, because we paskin that you need shua plus tevi. If it's fibers without threads, it's never aser. So Zakhtar Ramah, you're even allowed to wear it. The Yesh Machmirim Belevishas Halavadim, the Rambam is Machmir. Of course, the Rambam is Machmir. He holds Shua Oitevi Oinais. But the Ramah, how we pass it, that it's mutter if it's just felt. So then you have here an important heter, even to wear. Begadim kashim. Even to wear begadim kashim, the example I would think of is a hat. Not a baseball hat, but a baseball hat is soft, but the regular yeshivish or black hats, or the Siddish hats, they're kashim. They're certainly not rachim. And now they're mechamim. They're mechamim. You wear a hat on a hot day, your head gets plenty of hat. But nevertheless, the Ramah is saying that if it's a klayim derabanan, even levisha is mutter. That's the Rambam's chiddush. A little bit pella. Like the Mishnah says, the Rambam says that if it's kashim, you're allowed to be matziah tachtav. V'vashlei b'sari negeveh. And the Rambam comes along. The Rambam is matir. Even levisha, he's going a step further, because he holds that mechaber and Mishnah is only talking by shatnis deraisa. And that b'shadnis d'rabbanan, there is no issue. B'shadnis d'rabbanan, there's no issue of this whole sugya of kashim doesn't apply b'shadnis d'rabbanan, even wearing it. So we're learning two extreme things. We're learning things that are kasha. If it's shadnis d'rabbanan, it's totally mutter even to wear it. And things that are rach are aser. I feel the Esa Matzah is tachtav, our Aser, even the Bahatzah tachtav. That's what we're learning. Yeah.
When you say things that are hard or stiff, it's not soft, are we talking about the fibers themselves? Or the mat?
We're going to learn that we're talking about the. Wait, not this one. I'm not sure my voice is good. I'm sorry. It's me. I'm doing this to all the mics lately. The padding of suits. But that's not a dover kosher. The padding is rach. It's a drabon, but it's rach. So that this Ramos. That's why I mentioned the hats. You know, Ramos says kol begadim kashim. Mutarim batsa mitachta vasal of life sham. That's if it's shaz deraisa. Valavadim akashim. But if it's a drabon dikishat and it's kasha, mutarim a fill of levisha, I have a fill of rachamin al madraman. So that's this, that's the heter. Now you're asking.
Yes. When we use the words hard or stiff or soft, are we talking about the fibers or the. Is it fabric as a whole, or and what are examples of these?
What you're asking is the Pesachei Tshuva. Defining hard and soft is the challenge of this of today's discussion. So we'll define it. I want to get the rules clear, and then we'll see. The Ramada talks about the seats, the chairs that you sit on that have padding, and whether they're ever an issue or not ever an issue. That's I guess part of the what's a difficulty when you hear. That they were gedolim that were more machmir and more mekel, but it's basically the Now, what? It's the result, what you get. And that also says the Pesach Tshuva. We'll see that in a minute.
We still don't have an idea what the Chaim is in on.
You'll have an idea as soon as we learn the two Pesach Tshuvas.
I mean, at this point,
we'll get to it. Well, yeah, the whole question is what's kosher and what's rach. That's where everything plays itself out. What's kosher and what's rach, and that's where the whole tumult plays itself out. The what? First place, yeah. All right, let's learn Taz Beis, one more Nakuda, because we covered how can you have clothing. On you, under you, wearing it. I told you, Ramah and Sifal says a tent. There's one more possibility. The Taz talks about going on a train where the walls have woven fabric that's shatnez, and if you rest your head against the wall, whether that's an isser. You ever heard of this one? All right, so let's see the Taz Beis. A tent. All right, so we're not going to learn Taz Beis, we'll learn Ramah. To Maisha, this is for you. Ramah and Sifa, after what I skipped, he says, something over you, not made to warm you, could go and lift price all of oil shall climb. You're a Boy Scout, you're making a tent. Now, I don't imagine that they have a tent to protect you from the rain, which is made out of wool. It wouldn't work too well. But anyway, to make a tent because of the sun, an umbrella. You want an umbrella to protect you. So it's mutter to have on top of you the chayin, lifrois, beged, klayim, algigis, sharechitz, bakatei, laham, and achayim. You have a hat, a bathtub, and you want to cover it with something to keep the heat in. That's mutter. And he also, derech levisha, lois, and love derechim. Now, why in the world would anybody think that it's aser? So the Shach Aleph says, "B'chol elu shiska rav mutar afilu midravon." Be'nir dehainu shlo yiga b'lehem. He doesn't mean you shouldn't touch it; it means you shouldn't rest on it.
Well,
like the Gemara says about a curtain, the Chazal said not to make curtains of shatnez because when it's cold, the waiter wraps himself in your curtains. So today, I don't know if it's because it's not cold or because the waiters don't wrap themselves in curtains, but. The one gizeris that were made, so the Ramah is saying that on top of you is
on top of the gigas, but the gigas has nothing to do with the person.
He means that when you come to it, you may wrap yourself in it, because I'll wear a gizem and drabanan, that you may wrap yourself. Either way, it's mutter either way. All right, Taz Beis has a chumra. Taz Beis, midikas of Ramah, chayim betur. Hitaresi yesayel, beheta deraisa. Listen to this diyuk. What's mutter? A tent over you, mashma. This mashma bidrabanan osra filu ba'ayel. Dishem yavel apam shis kase ba'isayayel omukar v'lam amayla l'tzadim. Now, he's not going to ask a roof that's high above you, but if it's close to you, you might wrap yourself in it. El dekashen, okay. Gabe prisal agigis ha'yeloi lo'im erdafka min ha'tayra mutter. Harbichadim achta bechtina and Ramah. The Ramah's it all together. Zemutafil drabanan. You're allowed to cover a gigas with cloth. Shaykosim barachai perakam in the bed. Rabbeinu Yael hiter. Ela akarch. The heter the oil va'agala mutrafilu drabanan. That this is mutra like I just read the shach. There's no issue drabanan. But Torah didn't explain it. Samachatzma yikimish kosim v'seifis in drabanan gabi matzah tachta. Since under you he said it's awesome in drabanan. You're going on a wagon. Now you're in a closed wagon, and the tent is made out of shatnez. The Karin Isai Faklid, Ella the Kasha. Why is that mutter? Maishna Mavila, Shalapesa Shabasifiyanam. Why is it different than a curtain? Sheesh by Mishum Klayim, Shashamish Miskamis by Lapahmin, Miskamim by Lapahmin. We say curtains are asa. Hakanami Tsideh, the side, you're sitting, the side, Tsideh Zahapakalit, Tayyashiv Etzlam, who Miskamim Bahem Bismanakar, Lisagomer. They had no heating in their wagons. And when you're cold, you would warm yourself up against the sides of the upholstery of the sides. In a double gigas, Shabbat get klal oisei amachas shemachas al gigas. There it doesn't touch the person. Mashaykin kan, b'tzidi agola, b'frad kisharabim yashem bam, especially when it's crowded. V'nitkach echad etzal tzidi ha'paklet, and you crowd it into the subway train, and you're pressed against the wall. If the wall is made out of cloth, it's going to warm you. U'be'emes shemadi k'tzas anshe maisa, nisar m'leisha b'isna agolais. The same stories you read about the Chafetz Chaim, the Taz read about, who was before the Taz, about the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. He also read stories that the Arad Shemais said they don't want to go in the wagons. Aval, Roiva Oivam Noikam by Heter. Same thing as us. You see this? It's 400 years later. V'nire, Dehem Saimchin, Shiyuchuko Atzma Maliga by Sanhedstad. The Mekilim don't lean on the walls. Vashadava Kashalizar possessed. Not easy, but come on. Kimit She'en Kan Klayim Dereisa. Then Yeshua Tevi Vidoiz. Yachdav Akein Dai B'Zehira B'Liga B'Zeh. It's only padding, which is the Ravana. Vahatu M'Pam and Nageh. Vahim Mikri Dorish Vahim Miskavin. Umutu, you don't intend to. Ava Kapanam Azhara. B'Inam B'Zeh Kam Adesh. So he's agreeing, you're not allowed to deliberately lean against a cloth wall in order to get warmed up. But beyond that, he doesn't ask. You sure tell him eyes, then he'd be more machmer. True. Alright, so here we have a sense of the chumrah. Certainly he'd be machmer if it's a seat. He says, Anshemais in the Sarim when it's the wall. But the seat, he'd certainly be machmer. Okay, our tumul, before we get to modern cloth and our mattresses, and which we'll talk about in a moment, but you understand before synthetics this was all much more common. Today when you the lining comes off the seats that we're sitting on, you see underneath it's that fluffy foam. I don't know what foam made out of. I assume it's synthetic. I have no idea what it's made out of. It's not made out of threads.
It's from petroleum.
From petroleum, so it's a synthetic thing. So today we don't have much of a problem, but once upon a time it was more of a problem, and therefore we're going to be talking according to their time. And here I have a list of clothing today or objects today that might be a shayla. The $1 million question is what's called soft, and therefore also with all the chumras, and what's called stiff, and therefore mutter with all of the all the coolness of a davakasha. The Gilya Mersha, which I believe I pointed out last week, is the Megal. Here on the side of the page, he says soft is something you sink into, not your mattress that you sleep in. I don't think most people sink into the mattress. He says you sink into it like tevin, like straw. So our mattresses you don't sink into. Maybe they have these very soft, big pillows that are made to sink into, but most don't. Contours your body, has a computer chip also that, you know, the cars, they have driver one, driver two, the bed, imagine you'll have person one, person two, you have to be able to go on the couch and travel. Okay. The Pisrei Tshuva Aleph, Rachin is Adam Nishka B'Seichel. This is great. Only thing that's rach is if you sink into it. Dumya Dumurach Alatevin Shadam Nishka B'Tziusai. When you go on straw, you sink. Aval Karim and the Suyim be Kutchin. I don't know if it's cushion or coach cars. I don't know. After Adam Kushin Lagamri, Derech Leishav Aleim, Shari Leishav Aleim. What? Karma pillows. I just know what the Kutchin is. If that means coaching, the coach trains that he was talking about, or it means a cushion like a pillow. I don't know. Okay, could be that. It's not, yeah. Right. Certainly things that are nailed into it onto a seat. And then he says, Chuvas Maram Alushin, Kosar Da'at Sat Chasidus Kedusha, but even Sat Chasidus, you have to be Machmir, Ayin Smag, etc. What? Oh. So the second Maramokim on this is Pischei Tshuva Tess. It's a couple of pages later, where it says again, Kosha Mutter. So here have the famous line of the Pesachim Achrayim. Pischei Tshuva Tess, Kosha Mutter, Ayim Sefer Chaimis Yerushalayim, Simin Lamed Shekosav, Yesh Leimer, Anan Loi Biki'inan, Loi Biki'in, Mahu Rafai Kosha. So he's machmir that we don't know what's kosher. Now obviously some things like a felt hat is certainly kosher, but he says that we're not bekiyim, and it becomes a significant machloikis. Hapaiskim, what's kosher, what's rach? Certain things are definitely rach. Certain things are definitely kosher. Machlaikis and all the stories of the trains, and he was Mekel, he was Machmir, is it kosher in case it's mutter? If ain't besari the gay, then it's certainly mutter. Right? If it's kosher, ain't besari the gay, certainly mutter. Even besari the gay, I have, it's a shayla of fibers, the Rabbanan, and it's also mutter. So kosher has the biggest coolest, and rachin has the biggest chumris, to less about size. So that's really what all of the disputes come down to, what's called kosher and what's called rach, especially today, where the stuffing is made out of fibers that are not shua tevi v'nayis. If it's kosher, it's mutar l'chatchila. Even besari negeva. And if it's rach, then it's not mutar. This is where the entire the whole thing turns.
So a rich man and the Chabad Chaim would have differed on because it didn't see it. Hard seat,
so the Chavetz Chaim thought, according to the rich man. Oh, you mean the rich man considers it hard? But the rich man is heavier, so he sinks into it. So the Chaim is lighter, he doesn't sink into it. So it seems that the Chash of Neiman Karin is telling you around. Also, if you sink into it, then the cushion goes around your leg a little, and I think that's why he's saying, if you sink into it, that itself, I presume, is a problem. It's funny, because by us, we don't have neiman. Neiman don't come off our thing. I mean, they come off and throw them out. You know, we don't... things that don't matter.
It's warming me.
A pisei tshuva aleph. Im hei malayim. Now, this pisei tshuva aleph is the bar plukta of Taz Beis. I am a chuvas part of the iris, chelik beis, simin, kufyud beis, shemarach bin yizeh v'helam. Demutta leishav al-karim v'kastois, you'll let us sit on the pillows and the mattresses, hatfurim v'klayim, that are sewn with shatnis, and the sunim v'toich, I think this is kochin, means a coach wagon, leishav alayim, you'll let us sit on them. Hod asem shulchan aruch v'karim alayim, this which we ask is stuffed pillows. It's like the ones you sleep on. That your body presses into it and it touches your body on the side. And this is the question that Yitzchak asked before: if the fibers are soft but it's stuffed in. See, he says now, the pillows that they put in the wagon. Shemimalanoisav b'seyor. Now the hair is soft, but they stuff it b'deichiv. They fully stuff it. Ad she'iyev shalochav alatchadim. Now it can't see. It can't sink into it. It's stuffed in and sewn. Av sharach leishav aleihem. Even though you sit on it, it feels soft. You don't press into it. Eichashash. V'kavuchayved the mutaleisha al kisayis hatfurim b'klayim. Certainly, you're allowed to sit on seats that are so reclaimed, shehakar, nischaber, le'etz, ayde, mismarim. The ones you're sitting on. the outside top is nailed in or stapled in. No way it'll go on a person. I'm very hate to base, that's the Taz. And what are you worried about, the sides? Kimashainam biderech levisha, v'loy biderech halah. Not wearing it, not going on top of you, mutav, eva hachmir, elalesha neged aviloin, shal hakoch, shuklayim. Only a curtain is a problem. So what he's saying here, we have the Pesachim and the Giyam Ashah that are very makel on this. The end, who I did in Kava Big Day Rikma, Big Solim. Sometimes you have a decoration on the wall, the Chabal Mamayla Matabat Hatzad, like a painting. And you nail it in on all sides. Bimisvaris, the mutilation of the Sabbath land. You're not worried, you wrap yourself in it. Listen, my Chalayim. Vav, Shikosa, Magen Avram, Dein Litlois, Besukah Shadnes. Magen Avram says, don't hang Shadnes in Yesukah, Elam Ken Gavayim, Betash Rishadam. No, it says, don't shash a person, don't wrap himself in it. So maybe b'tuluyim k'derek v'loin. It's a curtain. It could be because of it. Even though so what comes out?
You're not allowed to.
So
you
go down.
Going. Well,
there's chomayin also. Chomayin is not chomayin. The books of chomayin is only to ruin it. You're allowed to touch it. You're allowed to use it.
Wrap yourself.
The books of chomayin of sukkah is only to be mevatel. It doesn't tell says. Only to be mevatelit from its use. The example is to break off a splinter, and so that splinter that you're breaking off is. At any rate,
I'm just going to go back.
What?
If it's a client arises, even the fish, it doesn't touch your body. Also, it doesn't touch your body. Laws
are
not without touching the body. So in the rice, right?
Halal is also. Halal is the rice. If it's halal, that pasha is only if it's mechamim. I want to talk about why you do malim. What? This is like
he's arguing. Yes, yes.
He's arguing with the Taz, right? He's the baflukta of the Taz. That's why he says in parentheses, "I am berhetev beis," which is the Taz. See, in the middle he says, "I am berhetev skot beis." Berhetev beis brings that Taz. So, I believe. Anyway, so this is the tumul. So again, the halach is pretty clear. The tumul is what's kosher and what's rach, and that's where the whole chilufim minhagim play themselves out. There is a tshuva in Reb Shlomo Kluger in Tuftan Vadas Beis Tshuva Kuf Chaf Aleph, which Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings, who talks about a shaila: what happens if the cushion you're sitting on, it's stuffed, let's say, with wool, and the top lining is linen, and they're not connected, but the top lining is nailed or sewn together. Imagine a pillow, but stuffed with wool, and the outside is linen, not to be soft to your face, and the linen is not sewn into the wool. The linen is sewn around itself. It's wrapped around the wool, and then they sew it on top of the bottom, and now it's so he's machmir. It's like two begadim, one on top of the other.
Well, the Rama said, what?
So that's the thing. The Shah said you can make a cut in it, take it out easily. It's not one on top of the other, so I don't know clearly why he's so machmer. It seems could open. If it seems open, it's not gonna become attached one to the other, really. But if the seams come open, it's easy to pull it out. So that's a reason to be mati. So at any rate, this is the shakla vataria. So again, just to have something clear, if you walk out and you want to know, is carpeting allowed to be shatnez? The answer is no. It can't be shatnez. But carpeting, which is kasha, is only aser if your skin touches it. And it's a chash of klayim deraisa. The fact that fibers are put in as a mat, that doesn't matter. It's only us if you have both. That Masorah and the Gabbahem, and the Rama said that it's shot in his derisa. Now, for Sfaradim, while Hamachma like the Rambam, it would be also Masorah and the Gabbahem, even if it's just fibers, because the Rambam Shita Shua alone is derisa. And we know Bechlavi holds like this Rama's Kula. So for Sfaradim it would be Aser, but again, When it's only a suffix, they could be mitzarif to Rama Ashita, and it would come out that it's a, I guess, a little better. Now there are two additional points that I want to make. We talk here about Misari Mischamin Bahem. What constitutes clothing? How do you define clothing? Is clothing only that it warms you? Is that the only reason people wear clothing?
Decoration.
Because it warms them. People wear clothing, I think, for one of three reasons. Good. Either to warm or to protect, like protecting from the sun or the cold. A cold is warming you, but protection from things around you. Now, protection, we're going to have the feirish and the simon. Lohagin alav, b'chamam ne'chamam tzil ne'atzina, but God, that's called the beged. That we're going to have the feirish. The question is, when you wear something for the look, like a necktie, you wear a necktie, somebody could argue it warms you around the neck. Let's say you have a clip-on necktie or a bow tie. So that's only worn for the look. It's not worn.
That are all torn.
Pants that are all torn. So that's for the look.
That's for the look. Not for the warm. That's for the look.
So the question is, if that's called a levisha.
You go to Manhattan. Nobody's wearing it for warmth or for
warmth. It does warm you too.
Some parts of the body.
It does warm.
Not the first.
Those little parts that you might
find.
Okay, he talks about an apron. I'm reading from Chaya Kinyasi. Why is he wearing an apron? It's not too warm, not for the look. You're just working around the kitchen. What? So it's not protect you, it's protect your clothing. It's sort of a different level. So he says, "Mechab de rak sholei yelach luchu bigdayim, das hataz v'shach de gam kein mikri nehena, aval agro hiskim adas haprisha, de dafka letash mish mikri hanos hagof." So he brings the machlaik, this we'll have later. If it's just to protect you like an apron, whether there's an issa shatnez or not, all these things are nafkamina when we have our steak as bizman hazeh. That's an apron. I never heard that there's a problem with an apron. But in the pishech, in his bir halacha, Pankadievsky brings. I'm derech hamuda dasagro lahatzel begadim lichlof loy mikri hanasagov v'nira. The gam haloyvesh begadim linoi, someone who wears clothing for the beauty, ve'ein megin alav b'chama uvikshamim, rat shoraitzes sheyura yafa, gam kein ein chayiv min ha'tayra. Also, it's not a deraisa. Yeah, where the that's a very chiddush. It's a. That's interesting. Yeah, but you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos, not carrying. That's for sure. In other words, so what he seems to say, it's hard to say it's not a beged. You're allowed to wear it on Shabbos, and nevertheless, he's saying that Isuri Shatnas don't apply. I have to figure out why Levisha should be one thing here and one thing there. I'm not certain. So we're going to get to that. We'll get to the simon. Now he brings a fascinating raya. What's his raya? He says, "V'raya, mashkas taisis bedina, de'ein b'meisim loyig l'rosh." The shaila is that you're allowed to bury a mace wearing shatnas. Now today we have standard clothing, tachrichim, but they didn't always have standard tachrichim. Are you allowed to bury a mace with shatnas? The question is it loyig l'rosh? So he explains taisis holds the following. That he says, "Ein b'meisim loy l'rosh, mishum de b'chay dumya de meis gam kein ein iser." It's not the chayne, so there will be no iser even by a chay. Afagam techrichei meis l'kvayda, even though techrichei meis apparently were once made for the look, l'kvayda. That's gonna be for the look. I don't know
when he gets up. When
but afagam pikei. So Taisa says when he first gets up, he'll. Worry about it then. Oh, Rabbi Chana brings on this Taisvis, Rabbi Chana has a clear, if Mesim Chavshi is a din in being a Mace, or once a person dies, he's Chavshi, not Gemina, but here's a Mesim, when he gets up, he'll be Mechuyim a Mitzvahs. If you hold being a Mace is a Ptor, so then when you come back, you're still Pater. If you hold Misa is a piter, and the Mimele you're potter forever, see by Tchias HaMesim, you'll be potter. What? That's what he says. With his HaMesim, maybe you won't get a mitzvah anymore. That's his clear. But if once the person died, then someone's machaya him, he remains potter. He had a ptur. That's his clear. But he's his old person or he's a new person? He has to wait 13 years for Bar Mitzvah? I don't think so. What? So the mumim will be healed. The mumim will be healed. The mumim, a mum, a person's mum will be healed by Tchias HaMesim. Yeah. I would think not. So I guess being blind is the Ptor if you hold this Potter. If you hold blind this Potter, we don't pass the blind this Potter. But if you hold blind this Potter, so being blind is the Potter, it's not a forever Ptor, I guess.
Being dead is Potter,
it will not
forever
Ptor. So that's what Bachar is. Is it being dead that's Potter? Or is it that death is a Piter? That's just Klai. Dafka Min is this Tysus when they get up, wearing Klaiim, whether it's an issue.
What happened with
according
to that second
side? So in a mitzvah, they'll be the rest of the time.
What?
But they weren't dead.
No, they were potter.
They'll put. Oh, you mean there'll be a tie to Lama Nigara? I think Rabbi Chanan brings a raya. It says Tchias HaMesim ben Atarim Minayim. One of the sources of the Sata Oisa of Aaron Levanov. Aaron will collect truma. Aaron never collected truma. He died in the midbar. It's a riot, Tchias HaMesim. So it's a riot. And when he gets up, he'll collect truma. He'll still be, somebody has to be mitzvah to collect truma. I don't know for certain, but it's not.
What does the Bukhara
say about an amputee? An amputee is before you have a mitzvah.
No,
he'll grow back. I mean, if he got his hand back, he'll put on the film Shayad. He never had a ptur, he just was an inus. He wasn't potter from tefillin, he was an inus on tefillin. Right, so he'll still have a chiyah, he'll still have a chiyah.
Doesn't
the
Rashi
really
say, like, what you
plant
a seed
abroad
comes up beautiful and brand new, and the same thing
when
you're collecting that the guy's wearing when he's dead is
going to
rot here
and
he's
going to
come up with new clothing?
I'm not aware of that. Maybe.
That's only if the guy died the long time
ago.
Did anybody die the day before
Tchias HaMesim? So, right, Techrichim will mishum covet, because why would the rich people want to have fancier Techrichim? It must be that it was mishum covet. It's good, right? Well, the rich people, you never know, but the poor people got drawn along with it, so that seems to...
Like weddings.
All right? Yeah. Comparison is compelling. All right, I have here a list, a Hebrew list, of things that are climb. I didn't make copies of it yet, because I'm still working on translating some of the Hebrew words. He does have chrusois, which I understand to mean armchairs, vikisais, and seats. He says the following about chairs. There's a sefer name called Shatnez Bahalacha or something. It, judging from the sefer, it seems to be a good sefer, a very good sefer. And this is Eretz Yisrael, where sometimes they have a more chavrutic slant, but nevertheless, he writes, for example, that neckties don't need bedika, but he says because it's just not common to have a anivot. Okay, we'll talk about it. Right. What he writes about armchairs or seats is the following. You'll help me with this. Kishabar haripot sever. I think that means when the upholstery on top is the upholstery. When it's a wall on top, chayavu b'vdika. Ki le'itim chotat fira pishtan. Sometimes it's a pishtan. Roiv hasapais, most of the cushions, shiutsu b'Yisrael, with Nesh Nas 1980, yesh mem shatnes. Says most of the cushions for armchairs that were made before 1980 were shatnes issues. Kishabar ha'ripot sinteri, oi cotton. When the upholstery is cotton or synthetic, Eimotzi Shatnez Vein Tzar B'dika Klal. Now, I don't know about before 1980, but certainly we're 40 years, almost from 1980. I think by us, we've never heard, I've never seen anybody in the Shatner's lab with an armchair. I think that's what we rely on. We rely on that. You should know that if the outer part is made of wool, it's a problem. I don't think they want to make it out of wool. One of the attractions of these things is that they don't stain. Is that when you pour a coffee on it by mistake, you wipe it off, it's good. Imagine it was made out of wool. Yes, they still do. What?
Elegant upholstery material. Elegant upholstery.
Elegant upholstery is wool. Is wool or? Yeah. Okay, I'm not familiar with elegant upholstery. So if a coffee spills on it, what do they do? I don't know. They have a problem. They get a new one. They get a new one. Okay, I'm fine with it. It's fine. And okay, what I'm going to try to do is make at least some copies of the list and.